This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O, first name Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, date of birth December 2nd, 1959, date of evaluation March 1, 2023. The reason for consultation, preoperative evaluation in the setting of abnormal EKG. The patient is a 63-year-old female who is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for left rotator cuff surgery, period. She reports an industrial injury dating to May of 2022, period. At that time, she injured the left shoulder while lifting in an overhead position, period. She experienced a severe episode of sharp pain. Pain was rated 9/10, period. It was non-radiated and limited to the upper arm, period. She had also been diagnosed with COVID during the same period of time and did not initially seek medical care for her industrial injury. She stated that she sought medical care approximately 3 weeks later, period. She then underwent conservative course of treatment to include physical therapy, period. Over the course of time, she has had mild decrease in her pain level, period. She was felt to require surgical treatment, but was noted to have an abnormal EKG. She was then referred for cardiovascular clearance, period. She has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Has medical history, one, borderline hypercholesterolemia, next number, depression. Past surgical history, fracture of left third finger, next number, history of eye surgery, next number, TAB times 2, and DNC times 1. She has had a laparoscopic tubal ligation, period. The medications, prazosin, 100 milligrams one daily, neomycin, 3.5 milligrams four times daily to left eye, sertraline, 100 milligrams one daily, the allergies, sulfur, hyphen resulted in rash and hospitalization. Family history, mother had lung cancer, maternal grandmother had lung cancer, father has hypertension. Social history, she is divorced, she knows tobacco use, period. She knows occasional alcohol use, she denies drug use, period. The review of systems. As for HPI, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs. Blood pressure 137/76, pulse 53, respiratory rate 20, height 63 inches, weight 159.6 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The musculoskeletal, left shoulder demonstrate decreased range of motion on abduction and external rotation, period. There's tenderness on abduction, period. The ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 56 beats per minute, period. There is an incomplete right bundle branch block present, period. Non-specific T-wave changes noted, period. The impression, this is a 63-year-old female with a history of borderline abnormal EKG. She has history of borderline hypercholesterolemia and history of tobaccoism, period. Despite the same, she has had no symptoms of cardiovascular disease, i.e. chest pain, dysrhythmia, period. She does have history of depression, period. Yes. Industrial injury to the left shoulder, not requiring surgery, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same, period. Recommendation, may proceed with left shoulder arthroscopy, subacromial decompression, possible rotator cuff repair, posterior labral repair. SLAP for diagnosis M75.112 and S43.432B as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Wellington, Ferguson.